Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Andrew Del Banco. I'm a relatively new customer in Rhinebeck. Everything is working well, but I have a question about the landline voicemail, which I can't find any guidebook on how to set it up. So can you tell me where I can find that, or can you?
Absolutely. Can you also provide me with your service address, please?
58 Livingston Street, Rhinebeck, New York.
Perfect. And what is the best phone number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
Well, I'm going to be at this number for a little while. That's 845-876-2775.
Okay, perfect. All right, perfect. So are you near a computer?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you go to archtopfiber.com.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Archtopfiber.com. Do you see on the upper right where it says support next to the sign-in?
Am I signed in? I'm signed into my account.
Yes, so you'll want to go back to the homepage of Archtop Fiber.
All right, how do I get to that? I mean, I'm signing directly into my account. I don't see any.
So just go to www.archtopfiber.com. Okay. Do you see up where it says sign in? Next to it says support. Click on the support. Below the frequently asked questions, you'll see in the orange section, you'll see using Archtop's residential phone voice service. Click here for residential phone. And then you have the subscriber guide available. Yep, scroll down.
Well, how do I troubleshoot finding and sharing network?
Keep going.
Down, I don't see any, keep on scrolling down.
Mm-hmm. It'll say using our voice service, and it says click here for residential voice. You'll see the need help setting up your whole home Wi-Fi app powered by Plume.
Okay, let's back up and slow down here. I'm on your frequently asked questions page. I see a big orange box. Now I'm scrolling down and I see all kinds of questions, but nothing about.
Yes, so you're going to keep scrolling past the white part.
Okay. Need help setting up your whole home Wi-Fi? No, use.
And then, yep.
There we go. Got it. Click here for residential phone. And then quick reference guide is what you're telling me.
So you could either do the quick reference guide or the subscriber guide.
Is there a preference? Which one do you recommend?
The subscriber guide goes more in depth. And I will tell you the voicemail information is on page 75. It's the last page of the book.
Okay, give me a second to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, I'm looking at this. It says dial *98.
Yes.
I'm used to doing from my previous service with Spectrum, but when I dialed *98 on this phone, I get a recording saying, "Sorry, your call can't go through."
Interesting.
Right.
Because typically *98 is how you would access the voicemail. And then it should ask you for
the phone is showing that there is a voicemail for
mm-hmm.
me, but I can't access it, and the *98 doesn't work.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting. Have you tried the off-network extension where you dial the 10-digit phone number and then press star when your greeting starts?
I have not. I could do that. I mean, I can't do the *98 now because I'm on the phone with you. But I
correct.
But I could go to my cell phone and try the 10-digit. Should you want me to try that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, hang on a moment, please. Thank you.
Of course.
Well, I'm dialing it, but of course it says dial it. Press star when the greeting starts, but I don't expect there's going to be any greeting because I've never set it up.
Yeah, so there should be a default greeting.
All right, it's still ringing. Okay, right, okay. So I should press star now?
Yes.
Okay. So now it's asking me to...
So the default passcode is 8642.
8642.
And then press pound. It should tell you that the passcode has expired and to enter a new passcode.
Right. Okay, this seems to be working, so I won't do this while I've got you on the phone. I'll give it a try afterwards, but thank you.
Okay.
And while I've got you on, let me ask you one other question, please. I had some issues when the service was first installed, but they all seem to be resolved. Everything is good. It's stable. The speed is good. I do have one question which has remained a mystery. I have three Nest, Google Nest thermostats in my house.
Yes.
And I've got the Nest app on my cell phone.
Okay.
And ever since the installation of your fiber optic, it has not been working exactly as it should. There's often a delay between my, giving instructions to the thermostat. It usually gets around to it, but it says offline, and then it takes a few minutes, and then it finally does its job. This clearly, it started to happen after I switched from the Spectrum coaxial cable to you guys. So have you heard this before? You have any advice for me? I mean, I could call Nest support and I could reset the thermostats, I suppose, but I've tried just
That might have to be what happened, because I know when I changed my Wi-Fi information, I had to factory reset my Google Nest. My home hub.
Factory reset.
So yeah, I had to factory reset it in order for me to be able to reconnect it.
Yeah, the weird thing is that it does communicate. I mean, the app does work. It's just that it's
delayed.
It's delayed, and it tells me it's offline, and then it sort of takes a while and finds it. So did you have an experience like that with yours? Or?
No, so I mean, the thing is like every time I had to connect it, ever since I factory reset it and connected it, it was working fine.
Okay.
But that might have to be
right.
As much of a pain as it is. That seems to get the only thing working for my Google, at least.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's helpful. I'll give it a try.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Absolutely.
All right.
Is there anything else?
No, I'll try to set up the phone, and if I have a problem, I'll call back.
Absolutely, yes. And I have also made a note that, it is working from your cell phone, but from the home phone, it's not working, and I'm going to have somebody take a look at to see if we can get it to work from our end.
I see. Well, so you think if I can set it up by calling in from my cell phone, you don't think that's going to fix the problem?
I'm not sure if that'll fix the problem when accessing the voicemail from your home phone. So I've already made a ticket for it, and I have gone ahead and notified someone so they can take a look to see if maybe we can resolve it from our end.
All right. Now, is that something they're likely to resolve remotely, or are they going to have to come here?
Well, most likely it will be resolved remotely, but we may reach out if possible.
Yep. Okay. Then, okay. And you've got on my file, you've got the 917-597-8230.
Yes, but then we also have the home phone that you stated earlier.
Phone is fine when I'm home. But
exactly.
If somebody wants to reach me, they should use the 917 number.
Absolutely, and that is listed as our first point of contact.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate your
help. Oh, you're so very welcome. Is there anything else that I might be able to assist with today?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, in that case, Andrew, thank you so much for calling in.
You've been helpful. Your name is what?
CJ.
CJ. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Of course. And thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic Halloween tonight.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.